Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet, starring the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. I'm the executive producer, Scott Patton. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing great, and I'm just so excited. Today, we're going to introduce a new brand and new product to Life Enthusiast Co-op's customers. And
wonderful.
It has been a sore point with us for several months now, because perhaps because of regulatory changes, I'm told that one of our main suppliers, Generation Plus, has been unable to get the decent soil-based organism probiotic system that we have been using and selling and having lots of success with. But his main supplier has gone offline. He decided to no longer manufacture with the human certification. He just will not put up with FDA's regulatory oversight, and boom, just like that. We were hearing that the increased regulatory pressure from the from FDA and others is going to create mess in the alternative or natural health products, and sure enough, it's upon us.
Wow.
But I got lucky. I found a diamond in the ashes. I didn't know that. I didn't know then that I could actually get the product that's been around for 35 years. That has been the product that I really wanted. I just didn't know that we could get it.
It's one of those when a door closes, another opens story, Martin.
Oh, absolutely. And so with that, I would like to actually let Kelly DeSante, the president of a company that manufactures product called Body Biotics, to tell us the story instead of me trying to reinterpret. I would like to bring her in and help us introduce the product properly. So here comes the CEO of Life Science, Kelly DeSante.
Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Martin. It's such a delight to be here.
We're delighted to have you. So I think maybe when we start off this discussion, one of the things before we get into kind of how this all came about is, why are probiotics important to our health?
Wow, that's probably one of the key questions, Scott. Probiotics are important to our health because our gut is about 80% of our total immune function. And in the 1950s, when they started dumping chemicals into the soil, pesticides, herbicides, and so forth, they slowly and gradually began to destroy all of the friendly soil bacteria that was a part of our daily life that literally helped to keep the ecology of our gut clean and to keep a healthy balance between friendly bacteria and unfriendly bacteria. Which there again supports 80% of everything going on in our body. And so when they started dumping the chemicals, they began to slowly create serious issues, gut issues. And as you probably and our listeners probably know, I mean, there's so many gut-related health issues today that did not exist 50 years ago. And then also about that time was also the introduction of antibiotics. And an interesting thing is, if you've had as little as one round of antibiotics without the replacement of the friendly bacteria afterward can totally turn your friendly bacteria seriously into an overload of unfriendly bacteria. So just one antibiotic series does that.
That's amazing. And it kind of, when you were talking, it sort of reminded me of when I was a kid and we would go out into the garden at my grandma's out in the country and pull out the carrots, and we would kind of like, you know, brush the dirt off, maybe get a hose and, you know, sort of rinse it in the hose, and we just chow down on it. We weren't really that concerned that there was soil still hanging off the carrot, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, I grew up on a farm as well, and Oh, I remember many times in the summer when we would take a watermelon and just pop it down on the ground. It would pop open. And of course, our hands are dirty. We're digging into the watermelon and just eating it away. And of course, the flavors were so awesome then, because you had all the rich minerals and everything, from the soil that was so alive in the fruit and vegetable itself. And so it was very common to eat fresh tomatoes right off the vine and watermelons and strawberries, and nobody worried about the pesticides or herbicides because we didn't have them, you know.
That's right.
And life has really changed, really changed.
So basically, what I'm hearing you say is when we eat food, it goes into our stomach. It's not just the stomach acid that breaks down the food. There's lots of bacteria, good bacteria and stuff that's supposed to be there that kind of works through this, and we don't have it. So Kelly, it sounds like, everybody's had a shot, so it's safe to assume that we all have this kind of desert in our stomach. And it's kind of interesting because I often always thought it was like our acid in our stomach that broke down our foods, but I'm beginning to realize that that's one aspect of it. And the other aspect, of course, is all this good bacteria that should be in our system from our mouth down into our stomach and intestines and everything else that works to break down our food, and obviously we don't have that. So that's what makes me really excited learning more about probiotics. But how did it all get started?
Oh, wow. Well, as you know, I'm 35 years old. So the formula that we have, probiotics, it was really the pioneer in this industry. We were the ones, the company took over the marketed by 300 or 400 alternative doctors for some 16-17 years while we're getting hold of the formula. And so it was very quiet because there weren't that many doctors using it. It was a new thought on the frontier of alternative. I remember when I first heard about or soil-borne organisms, I thought, God, now they've really lost their mind now.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a crazy thing I'd ever heard. But then as I read and understood more why and how and the 80% immune function in the gut, and especially, Scott, as I understood that, you know, we always are wanting to protect our environment from all of the hazards, you know, outwardly in our forest and in our living space. But the truth is the environment in the gut is just as important. How you know if your gut is polluted, as if you have any kind of allergies, if you have any kind of like eczema or any breakouts, anything on your skin, that's usually an indication that your stomach is polluted, so to speak. The other thing is that, when it gets polluted to that extent, like you can be even have environmental allergies from chemicals. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. And so we know that 50% of the population alone has environmental allergies. And so that tells you how off balance most of us are, if we're not taking and consuming a really good alive bacteria probiotic every single solitary day.
Right. Wow.
So Kelly, could you mention, was there some kind of an inventor or something like that was behind this product, or how did it come about?
Yes, well, it all spun off of, I know that you guys know about, in fact, it's on your website, about the story of the Nazis and the soldiers dying in the field during World War II and Hitler commanding his medical team to find a cure, okay? So the first introduction of probiotics was Bacillus subtilis, and that was discovered because the soldiers were dying not of gunshot wounds, but they were dying of dysentery. And so Peter Dobner, the formulator of this product, when he read that story, he was a researcher, he was very fascinated. So he began to an exploration of experimenting and playing around with friendly bacteria from the soil, gathering samples, isolating out variety of different strains, determining what was toxic, what wasn't toxic. So he went through years of, and then he came up with initially six and now eight friendly bacteria that are safe to ingest. They're on the GRAS list, and GRAS means generally recognized as safe. So according to the USDA, they are considered safe to the human body. And so he began to explore what he could do with those so that they could be naturally ingested, because he understood that the soils were being depleted, that all of the herbicides and fungi are changing our lives as we know them from the food that we eat. And after a number of years of testing different substrates, different mediums, taking them out, leaving them in their consortia, like how to go about this. And in his research, he stumbled across the very, very best way to gather soil samples of friendly bacteria, to extract out only the safe ones, to then culture them in their natural habitat, if you would, to culture them to where once they were cultured, he introduces them at different segments, okay? Because the living friendly bacteria, like you said, it's not it's the bacteria, it's number of jobs that they do communicating. They also help to starve out the unfriendlies, because they'll devour the very thing that the putrefaction, they'll devour the very thing that would keep the unfriendlies living, and thriving. So they starve them out is one of the things that they do. And so he was really brilliant in finding a way to make these strains of eight bacteria to become, through his process of culturing, to become a super strain, if you will. Okay?
Yeah.
And then what happened was, for about 5 years before the product ever came to market here, it was tested for almost 5 years, by a leading international doctor who had a clinic down in Mexico. They were tested on people who were seriously ill with tremendous results produced here in the United States. So that's kind of a thumbnail background of how that came about.
Wow. So a lot of people have pretty amazing results when the food they eat actually gets into their body and gets used.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Because when you have the friendly probiotics going in there, cleaning up and creating retraining the body to produce its own natural enzymes, which are what's critically needed to break down the food properly. Also, our probiotic is a natural chelating agent, so it will remove from the body that which shouldn't be there. It also will sequester iron from any iron that's coming into the body, because people don't know this, but iron is food for unfriendly bacteria and can cause terrible problems within the body if it isn't delivered to the proper receptors where it's actually needed. If it becomes a free agent, let's say, for example, and it just is hanging out in the body, iron can become very damaging to the body. So BodyBiotics will sequester that iron and hold it in reserve and only deliver it to the receptors as it is properly needed within the body. It's an amazing, amazing thing.
Well, it's amazing to hear that, because, of course, it's all over the news all the time about how women need more iron and they're short of iron, and, you know, take this iron supplement and that iron supplement. And, of course, then they wonder why they have candida issues. And
right. That's exactly right. When you feed those unfriendlies, and it is especially a problem with women with candida and yeast infections and stuff like that, and very often doctors do. I remember in my early 30s, I was what they said, iron deficient, but I think I clearly was not. I think I simply had an overabundance of unfriendlies that were absorbing or ingesting the very iron that my body needed, because since I've been on bodybiotics, I've absolutely had no issue with low iron.
And you're not taking massive doses of iron supplements?
I take no iron supplements other than the bodybiotics has I think it's 8%. And your natural foods that you're eating on a daily basis, the best iron you could ever get, it's very dangerous to put an iron supplement into your system.
Kelly, could you explain a bit how you got involved with the company? You were not one of the founders, right?
Well, actually, I was almost there from the beginning. What happened was 16 years ago, not the beginning of the 35 years ago, no, but 16 years ago when Life Science Products secured the worldwide marketing rights for bodybiotics, I was actually working as vice president of another company, and an old friend, the previous owner of Life Science, called me one day, and he had known me and worked with me like 15 years before that, and he knew I had severe allergies, asthma, had been on medications, three a day, for some 20 years. And, so he called me out of the blue one day and he said, "Hey, just wanted to connect with you." And, then he started talking about the product and said, "You still have those allergy problems?" And honestly, Martin, I just had to laugh at him. I thought, oh God, somebody's, you know, I've tried everything. Nothing works, you know? And so finally after, we were talking for a couple minutes, I said, "Listen, if you really think you have something that will take care of my allergy problem, send it to me. And if it really works, I'll quit this cushy job and I'll go sell it because it'll be a miracle." And, it was amazing because I got on the product and our bottle says take one a day the first week every day and then two a day the next week. Well, I'm one of these people that I started with one a day for 3 days and then I went to three a day and then right to six a day. And, so I noticed some shifts in my body. I could tell because, I was draining, my nose was draining, things were moving in my body and I could tell it just after a few days. But about 3 weeks into, the process, one morning I woke up and I, stretched and yawned and for a second I thought, God, there's something wrong. And it dawned on me that what was wrong was I could breathe. It had been so long since I woke up in the morning and could actually breathe and get air in my lungs that I didn't even know what it felt like, you know. It was really kind of funny. And so I waited a few days and then every morning I'd wake up and it was like, oh my God, it was like a new day. And then the thing that really, really had me notice was I thought I'm going to really test it. Because for 7 years prior to that, I had not been able to wear perfume. And if I went into a department store where all the dyes in the fabrics, in 10 minutes in the department store, I'd have to leave because I couldn't breathe. And I would be sneezing, and it would just really be a problem. And so I went into a department store, no problem. I went, oh, my God. So I threw away my medication 16 years ago. I've not been back on it since. And I quit my job and I started selling this product. And then 6 years ago, I bought the company, but that's how much I love this product. I believe in it. I think it's the most superior probiotic in the world and it's amazing. So.
But you reminded me of the Remington razor commercial. I was so impressed with my shave, I bought the company.
I know. I mean, that should tell our customers exactly, you know, how great this is. So, you know, I'm totally committed to this product.
And I was going to say, and how totally committed you are, which is just absolutely wonderful to see and to hear.
Thank you. Well, I believe that every breathing human and animal needs this product. I sincerely, truly believe it. And I watch competitors come on the market every day and I cringe because I know what we have and I know what a real probiotic will do. And then I know what so much of the competitors is unable to do. And it isn't that our product, quote unquote, does anything except help to restore your immune system so your body can do what it's supposed to do. Keep you healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I certainly am well aware of the the main problem that when you speak of competitors, there are essentially two ways to design products. One would be with bacteria that are made pharmaceutically, that would be encapsulated and put into some kind of a dormant state, hoping that you get to them before they are all dead.
Right.
As opposed to the living formulation. But I think we're going to have to leave this technical explanation for our next session, because I would love to hear from you exactly why this is and how this is. I know I can sort of explain it, but I'm sure you can do a much better job of it than I can.
Well, it only took me 16 years to figure out why it works. It is a complex product, and the whole probiotic industry is far more complex than people realize. Yes, we can do that on our next call. I look forward to it.
Wonderful. So, Martin, if somebody wants to know more about botabiotics and also about boosting up their immune system using friendly bacteria, what should they do?
Oh, it could not be simpler. Go to life-enthusiast.com and under brands, look for Life Sciences, or under products, look in supplements, probiotics.
Cool.
And there it all is laid out in glorious Technicolor. The Bodybiotics is available in three forms: regular capsules or chewables. Chewables in small size, which is for children, or large size, which is for adults. And then we have some other products from Life Science that we'll get to a little later.
Okay, great. And if they were wondering maybe what they should be doing and they needed some personal advice?
Well, we'll be happy to serve them. So contact us through email or on the telephone at 1-866-543-3388. Kelly, thank you so very much for taking the time to spend the time with us and with our listeners. We'll be back in a week. Thank you, Scott. This is Martin, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you all for listening.